Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
I was this morning, and before we get into the show, let's just welcome everybody. Welcome.
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 To the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorothy Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Now I can go ahead and say this. So
let me let everybody know that this is new to me, too, so we're all going to find out what's troubling you.
I want to just say so much troubling me. It's a trouble, you know, every day. You know, we have to come against those things in our mind. You know, we got to speak to it. Doesn't mean it's not going to rise up. You know, we have to be able to come against those thoughts. And so, you know, I just have been dealing with some stuff, you know, and I finally was, you know, free. That's why every day I come in, like, I'm free. I'm set free is because every day I'm dealing with something because as a pastor, as an intercessor, a prophet, you pray for other people, intercede for people, things seem to jump on you. You got to kind of break that and, you know, just being free each day from those things, things that are different attacks that come against me. Because a lot of times people may hear us talking and think that, oh, no, they don't go through anything.
Right,
and
right.
Everything is fine. And, you know, they pray warriors and this and that. And so we know they're praying every day. Understand. There are attacks that we have to deal with. And so that's why I can say every day I'm free because, you know, I was able to pray and God delivered me and set me free from those things that was coming upon us all. I just wanted to say that, you know, confess it. Every day, you know, I have to come against, you know, the thoughts in my mind, or, you know, that come up with me when I'm praying for people. And it's not for me, but it'd be for the person I'm praying for.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, what I want to do is I want to pray for your for your thoughts. I want to pray for the protection of your mind. Mm-hmm. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus,
Lord,
that we're allowed to come together, Father, on one accord, praying for our strength, praying for the protection of our mind.
For
we put on the helmet of salvation right now in the name of Jesus, that no unclean thought, no unclean spirit shall come in, it shall not enter, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory, and we all say amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Pastor. I really appreciate you praying for my mind. We don't have somebody that can touch and agree with us and pray for us, you know, and a lot of times, you know, it's okay being like this, so you just need somebody to come help you out.
Amen.
Because sometimes we can be lost, you know, we can be so, it can be so many things that's, you know, blocking us in, and sometimes we just can't see our way out, and God will send someone to help us out.
Amen. And always be in the company of your prayer warrior friends. See, prayer is very important, and the Bible tells us that the strong shall bear the infirmities of the weak. So there may be some things that we may be weak, and with our friends, the people that we trust with the things that are going on with our life, you know, to tell them, because we know that they know how to open up their mouth and pray and pray against these things in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Today we're talking about on the show, it's a time to
wait.
Wait.
A time to
wait.
That's right.
Sometimes we don't want to wait. We want our patience to wait.
That's right.
We pray to God to do it for us. We pray to God to help us. And sometimes we say, just wait. Can you wait?
Just wait. Can you wait?
Have you waited?
We will find out.
Just have you waited? Have you waited? I've done things, you know, I didn't wait, but, you know, when I waited on the Lord, you know, so many great things happened in my life. You know, a lot of times I'm waiting for God to do it, and God has already done it, but I'm waiting for God to do it the way I'm asking God to do it. So are you willing to wait and see the manifestation of that that you've asked for, or to see God work in your life?
Amen. I believe this show is going to open up some minds. It's going to open up some hearts. It's going to open up some closed things. This is going to be a great show tonight.
Thank God. Amen. If you just tuned in to the people in the pastor show, it's a time to wait that we're talking about today on the show, and I'm so excited. You, I want to just bless your life right now. Just thank God for you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for tuning in, whether you called in today or you logged on to Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about it's a time to wait. A lot of times we don't want to wait. We want it right now, and we don't understand what God is doing, but we want God to do it right now, and only God knows if he does it right this moment, what will happen. A lot of times wait. In the wait, there's protection. In the wait, there's healing. In the wait, there's deliverance. In the wait, there's freedom. In the wait, there's blessings. But we're not willing to wait. We just want to go. So this show is to help us understand how important it is just to wait. Wait. The Bible tells us if we wait upon the Lord, he shall renew our strength. And that takes us over to Isaiah. You all are in Isaiah 41. And I'm sorry, Isaiah 40 and 31. You are Isaiah 40 and 31, which is a known scripture to all. Again, it's Isaiah 40 and 31. Welcome to the Preaching and the Pastor Show. We talk about it's time to wait. It's a time to wait. So the Bible says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So the Bible says to us here that waiting on the Lord is expecting that his promise of strength will help us to rise above life's distraction and difficulties. You know, it also means trusting in God. Trusting helps us to be prepared when he speaks to us. So then we will be patient when he asks us to wait and expect him to fulfill the promises found in his word. It's a time to wait. A lot of people wonder, should I go? Should I stay? What should I do? And sometimes God is just saying, wait. Wait upon me and see. Wait and see. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, we really have to realize that when God wants you to wait, you know what, let's just go ahead on and get into this, what I wanted to say. Let's just go on and get into it. There are times in our life where we get anxious. We get anxious for things, and we get to the point to where I just have to have it right now. It has to be
right now.
And if it's not
right now,
you will get to that place in your life where you are just stressed out to the core. You are stressed out to the core.
True.
The Bible tells us not to be anxious for anything, because when you become anxious, you become worried. And when you become worried, you're stressed out. You're in that place where your mind is hurting, your body is hurting. It's like everything's starting to break down. You're not thinking clearly. So you're in that place right there of stressing and worry. You're in that place where you're doing a lot of work. Your mind is overloaded. You're working, which also ultimately mean is you're not trusting in God. You're not trusting in what God told you to do, which is wait. Wait on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it is that you're trying to do and what it is that you are trying to accomplish, God has already worked it out. Now, God has already created us. He knows you by name. He knows every single hair that's on your head. He knows your beginning and where you're at right now and your end. Now, when you understand this, when God tells you to wait, to your best interest that you wait, because what he has for you is for you. And what you're trying to do right now, maybe that's not for you. Maybe that's not for you at this particular point in time. You know, when you when you receive a blessing from the Lord, you receive a blessing from the Lord when you're ready to receive it, or when you're ready to take it, or when you're ready to possess it. This world that we live in right now, this is I need to have it right now, and I need to get it as quickly, or whoever can get it to me, that's the person I'm going to go with, because this is right here, this is right now. Which is also called that microwave generation. Nobody don't want to wait on that. You don't want to wait on the food. You don't want to wait on the red light to turn. You don't want to wait on the car that's in front of you that's trying to veer off you. You don't want to wait on
anything. Put a pier right there. Put a pier right there, Pastor. When you're saying they don't want to wait on anything, people don't want to wait even to have a baby. They're rushing. You know, the child and their stomach, go ahead and cut it out. Whatever you got to do, people don't want to wait. There's a process. You know, so, you know, trust the process, and there's a wait in the process. Amen. Go ahead. I just wanted to stop you right there because you were going to roll, and I want to throw my part in there. Go ahead.
I mean, it's things in this generation, this microwave generation, that you don't want to wait on. The reason why you don't want to wait on this is because you don't believe that you have to wait. See, this society has made everything in an instant. You have instant coffee. You have instant gratification. You have instant everything. I mean, it's just everything is in an instant. But when you really taste this thing in the instant, or when you really take these things and you really look at it like, oh, man, this is not what I expected. Well, what were you expecting? This was a quick this is what I can do for you right now quickly, and you get what you pay for, or you get what you desire. Wait on the Lord. And when I mean wait on the Lord, you should wait on the Holy Spirit to show you. You should wait on the Holy Spirit to lead you. That's what you should be waiting on when you wait on anything. Now, there are certain things about life that you should not wait on. And I want to take you, and I want to show you this. I want to show you this right here in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Now, we're talking about the Beatitudes. People might say it a different way, the Beatitudes. So now, right in chapter 5, this was Jesus. He was preaching on the mountain here to his disciples, and there were others that came, and they were listening too. So let's go right here to, right here, Jesus speaking in verse 3. He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Four, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Five, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And six, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Now, I'm going to stop right there for a second. Now, what Jesus is saying, he's saying blessed, which is you are already blessed. Okay, because you are already blessed, it's because of your situation that you're going through, the situation that you're in, or whatever it is that you're looking to show up right now, you have already been blessed. But the reason why you haven't received it yet, because of the same reason why the ED is at the end of blessed, because you have not realized that you are already blessed. Whatever situation that you're in right now, count it as being blessed. You have already blessed because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ have already made everything available. He have already made provisions on you. You know, you should wait you receive and for you to believe. Let's go ahead and read 12. And verse 12 says, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so prosecuted the prophets there were." So what he is saying right now is to be blessed, to know you are blessed, and to receive because you're waiting on to you to receive it, but he wants you to rejoice. You don't have to wait to rejoice. Don't wait to rejoice. Rejoice. Call those things that be not if they already are. Call those things. So now when you say wait, as for you to believe, that's what you should wait, for you to believe that it is the Holy Spirit that's leading you and guiding you. Amen.
Amen. You're listening, tuning into the preaching, the pastor show. We're talking about it's a time to wait. That's a time to wait. And sometimes when we're waiting, our time, we ask them, what am I doing? What are you doing in the wait while you're waiting?
Right.
Are you complaining in the wait? You know, what are you doing? Are you seeking other things? You know, what are you doing in the wait? Are you still, you know, practicing sin in the wait? Or are you waiting patiently, quietly, praying, fasting, trusting God in the wait? So it's a time to wait, but then we got to think about what we're doing in the way, because we know that when we wait on the Lord, when we wait on the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke of his youth. And I'm going to go to scripture because there are many in the Bible that waited on God and trusted God. Even when we talk about Job, you know, Job waited on God. He told others, I'm going to wait. He never cursed God. He never complained, you know, well, God took everything away from me, and I had all this and that. You know, he just said, I'm going to wait until I came here naked, and naked I shall leave. I came with nothing. I will leave with nothing. And so he understood that all his blessings came from God. So in Joel 14:14, the Bible says, if a man dies, shall he live again all the days of my heart's service? I will wait till my change comes. So Joel said, I'm going to wait.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to wait right here to my change. I'm going to trust God with all that I have. I trust him. I trust him when I had it. I trust him when it's all gone. I'm going to wait until my time comes because I trust God that change will come. It wasn't no doubt in his mind. He knew that change would come, but he knew he had to wait for change to come. You know, so that's what we have to do. It's a time to wait. A lot of times we want to just go. We want to move when it's out of time. Even in ministry, we'll be so ready. We'll be excited. So we will be ready to go when it's time to just wait and receive that all God has for us to minister, to teach us, to prepare us so that we can go out a sheep among wolves. So in the Bible, when we look at Acts, we talk about the disciples. When Jesus left, he said, I'm going to send you the comforter, you know, so I won't leave you by yourself. I'll send you the comforter. But he told them to wait. And we look at Acts 1, the Bible says in verse 4, Acts 1, verse 4, you are, it says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, from John, truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Verse 6 says, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times and seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Verse 8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So Jesus told them to wait. They had to wait, and they waited until in the upper room. So if we go over to verse 12 here, it says in verse 12, then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath-day journey, and they had entered. They went up into the upper room where they were staying, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, the Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. They all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. So they were not just there just talking. They were in prayer. They were in prayer and supplication, and all with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So then verse 15 said, in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120, and said, men and brethren, the scripture has been fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for has a number with us and obtained a part in this ministry. So while they were waiting here, they were there 10 days, then the Holy Spirit came up upon them, and they all started speaking in different tongues. So God is telling us to wait. There's a time to wait and receive. If we go before time, we will miss what God has for us. We will put ourselves in a position that will cause danger, not just to us, but to our family. So we have to be careful and understand right now it's a time to wait for some of us. Some of us it's a time to go, but it's a time to wait. A lot of us are ready to go out and do this and do that, but we have to, you know, consult with God before you do anything, you know, understanding, God, do you want me to wait? Do you want me to stay right here? Is this where I'm supposed to be at? I'm going to wait on you until my time, oh Lord, until you change me, oh God. I'm going to stay right here because change is right here. Change is in the way. Healing is in the way. Amen?
Amen. Yes, it is a time to wait. I believe wherever you are and you get that word, I'm talking about you get that word from God that tells you to wait, is a reason where you really don't even understand. But this is where your faith kicks in at. This is what it means when you say, I have faith in the Lord. When you have faith in the Lord, I might not see what you're doing right now, but I know if I would wait to see you do it, then I know that I'm going to risk all that you have for me. I need you to be right here.
Yes.
I preach this all the time when I talk about that place called
Lord.
There. That place called there is wherever that you are right now, whether you're in a place where you enjoy or whether you're in a place where you're in bondage, this is that place right there where God wants to meet you. He wants to meet you right here because in this place, this is the place where you can take rest. This is the place where you can meditate. This is the place where you can pray and actually communicate with God. Wait so you can get instructions. I believe in my life, this is the place where God wants me to be, in that place where I'm resting and I'm waiting on him to give me instructions. He wants to give me instruction. He also wants to give you instructions because you are his children. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. That means when you go before the Holy Spirit, then what you're doing is you're going out from underneath the covenant of grace where you are safe and protected. That's why God wants you to wait. He wants you to wait because he wants you to be in his protection at all times. And let me tell you about what's about to happen that's already ahead of you. Now, we pray all the time, and all the time when me and my wife, we pray, we always like to use verses that come out of Psalms 91. Decreeing and declaring that, God, that you are my fortress and you are my protection. You have all another scripture that in Psalms 91 says that you have already charged your angels from heaven to go before me to guard, defend, and to protect me. Now, this is a promise that God makes to the believers that wait on him to do all that he has to do for you to be protected, for you to live a life in abundance, for you. I mean, we are counted as sheep as a slaughter, so if a sheep goes astray from his shepherd, then guess who's out there that's trying to destroy him? All of the wolves, like I said in the Bible, the wolves that's waiting to see if you get going to stray away from the good shepherd. So why would I want to stray away? Now, I'm in the flock. I'm right here in the protection. Why do I want to stray away? Why do I want to go out here and make all these mistakes? And we do that in life. Why do you want to go down a road where you see the sign says dead end, but you still want to drive down the road anyhow just to see how far you can go until you can't go no more? You led yourself down to a dead end. You led yourself down to a dead end. You don't know what's going to be down there waiting on you. You don't even know if you can come out of there. Even if you are able to come out, it might not be easy to come out of that place. You done went down a place where you done walked right into a trap, or you done drove into a trap when you should have just waited. You should have just waited and waited on instruction. Now, that's just something now I know that one is for me. Now, that's something that I had to learn. I learned how to wait.
You know, Pam, some people, we always say sometimes. You know, it's been some time passing that if I would just waited, if I would have just waited.
Don't we say that all the time? If I would have just waited, I would have not bought this car, and now this car broke down on side of the road. I should have just waited.
Mm-hmm.
I would have not took this job. I would have took the other job that was more promising to me. I would have had the weekends off. I would have been able to worship. I would have been able to go to church. I would have been even able to save up enough money where I can pay all the bills and have a little, you know, free time, a good time to buy ice cream cone or whatever it is.
But let's say that. And some of it, we just would have waited for the right one that God sent, so we wouldn't have lost our house, our car, our mind, our freedom.
Yeah.
We would have just waited for God to do it. But sometimes we get lonely and get tired of waiting when it's the time to wait, because God is trying to fix us and prepare them, prepare each other for each other. But because we get lonely, we get anxious. And we start to move, we get impatient, and you just get, you get there saying, if I would have just waited, I didn't waste 5 years of my life, 10 years with this person, and all they did was drag me through the mud. If I would just wait, when God told me to wait, I heard the Lord tell me, wait, I'm going to do it for you, just wait. But I got tired of waiting for God to do it. So I went and did it myself, and guess what? I set myself back 20 years because I couldn't wait.
Now, Pastor, what you're doing right now, see, you're prophesying in somebody's situation right now. You're prophesying in somebody's situation right now that's supposed to have been waited, but then they didn't wait and then end up being in a situation that now you're connected to and you're obligated to, and now you want to be out. So now you're trying to ask God, now I need to get me out of this situation. But God told you to wait before you even got in there. But now you're in this situation. Oh, that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show, because
this
show can go
that
a whole different
it.
Way. That ain't it. Wait, because she ain't the one. Or wait, he ain't the one. Oh, we talking about loving relationships now. All right. Amen. So now, waiting. You know, the Bible describes waiting as being in more than one way. But one way to describe it as being patient. Now, we see this word patient show up throughout the Bible, being patient. This word patient in the Bible means to be constant and consistent in your place. Being patient to mean being consistently the same. And what it means when it says to be patient and being consistently the same, being the same as God intends for you to be. That means trusting in him, believing in him, waiting on the Holy Spirit to show you so you will be constant and consistent. And that word patient, that's what that means. So when you use that word patient, that's the same thing we have to do into our relationship. We have to wait on certain things because we are called to be constant and consistently the same.
Mm-hmm.
This word patient or wait, it also, that word patient means love. Constantly, consistently the same in love. So you see how this word wait. See, God wants us to know that we are loved, and we should always be in that place of waiting on love to show up at the time when we need it, to show up in our relationships, show up in our situation, because God is love. So when you're waiting, guess what you're waiting on? You're waiting in that patient place. And you're waiting on God, and when you wait on God, you're waiting on love. And when love shows up, love brings great gifts, more than what you'll be able to receive. So let's make sure that we are asking God for the right time to wait, and also asking God that, hey, I know I've been waiting right here, you know, for time to move too, because you can wait too long. God's telling you to move. And here it is, you still over there waiting, but God told you to wait 2 years ago, and you want to wait 20. He said 2 years, and you want to wait 20 years because you have lost your confidence. You have lost your communication. You've lost your mind in them 2 years while you was waiting, and you just stayed right there in the place. You remember how the children of Israel, they was only supposed to be in the place for 14 days, I believe, and here it is. They was there in this one place, wandering lost in the wilderness for 40 years. And they was only been there two weeks, approximately about 14 days. What was they waiting on? we should always wait on the Lord and get instruction. Wait on the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Just now tuning into the preacher and the pastor show, we're talking about it's a time to wait. We look in the scripture at Psalm 37, verse 7 through 9, as the Bible talks about, you know, the time to wait. When do we wait? What the Bible saying about waiting? So the Bible here says, and this is the Psalm of David, as we know in Psalms 37, verse 7 through 9 reads, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Verse 9 says, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. So what is the scripture saying to us here? You know, as we wait on the Lord, anger, worry, fretting are two very destructive emotions. So they reveal a lack of faith that God loves us and is in control. We should not worry. Instead, we should trust in God, even in the way, giving ourselves to him for his use and safekeeping. So when we dwell on our problems, we will become anxious and angry. But if we concentrate on God and his goodness, we will find peace. So the question is, where do you focus your attention when you're waiting? You know, or you focus on the problem, or you focus on everybody around you, what's going on with them. They're being blessed. So they're coming out. I'm still right here waiting, Lord. It seems like everybody is getting blessed around me. What about me? I'm waiting, Lord. Remember me. And God said, just wait. Just wait, because if you move now, you're going to destroy yourself. You're going to destroy your family. You're going to destroy all that you have. You're going to destroy all that I have for you. I need you to wait right there. I need you to wait patiently. And when you wait, thank God in the way. Thank God for the way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because some of us asking God, Lord, do I need to stop? Do I need to go? You know, this is rejoicing, Lord. God has told you to wait, because some people are asking God to wait. Lord, stop me right now, God. Let me stay right here. You know, so we need to be grateful, understand, and know and trust God even in our wait, and replace those words of complaint with shouts of joy and happiness, and just thanking God because he's with us. Like I was saying, that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. When we look at Psalm 27 and 14, the Bible says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait by faith on the Lord. So when we look at the scripture, David knew from experience of what it meant to wait for the Lord. He had been anointed king at the age of 16, but didn't become king until he was 30. So during the interim, he was chased through the wilderness by a jealous King Saul. We know that story. David had to wait on God for the fulfillment of his promise to reign. Later, after becoming king, he was chased by his rebellious son, Absalom. Come on now, think about this way. So waiting for God is not easy. So often it seems that he isn't answering our prayers or doesn't understand the urgency of our situation. That kind of thinking implies that God is not in control or is not fair. But God is worth waiting for. We thank God, wait, what are you doing in the way? It is time to wait. I know I'm talking to somebody today. Wait on the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. God uses waiting to refresh us, to renew us, and to teach us. So make the use of your waiting time and discover what God may be trying to teach you in those times, what God is doing in you, because sometimes it's a lesson, it's a test. Even when Jesus went away led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan, you know, there's a thing that God is trying to do in us, do for us in that way. So just be glad and seek God more in the way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What are things that we are waiting for? Now, you just read Matthew. You had read Matthew chapter 4. So what are things that we are waiting for? Now, we know what Jesus, we know what he was waiting for. Now, this is God. Now, this is the Son. This is the Son of God, which was led in the wilderness. He was led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted. He was led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted of Satan. So Jesus knew, he knew that he should wait. He was waiting on the Holy Spirit to come upon him, which is the same thing that we should be doing. We should be waiting. I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about one people that are anointed and followers of Christ. You know, when you are anointed, you are a follower of Christ, what you're doing is, you are allowing the Holy Spirit to usher you into these places, usher you in and usher you out of these places.
Yes, Lord.
Now, what look at yourself as being kings and queens.
the kings and the queens just don't just walk into the room. You know, they have to be ushered into the room. They have to wait to be ushered into the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the same. That's the same with us. We should look at ourselves as being kings and queens and being ushered in by our Father, which is the King of Kings. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, He is God. So why are you not waiting on the Lord? Now, the Lord is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and He want to usher you in. Now, you are His children. We are Christian, and we are in the body of Christ. So we should definitely be ushered in these things and ushered out of these situations. And knowing that whatever it is that you're in and wherever you're trying to, wherever you're trying to go, you're not going to be in that place a long time. As a matter of fact, over here in John 14, he says, let not your heart be troubled. Now, that's putting you accountable for what's going on in your mind. Let not your heart be troubled.
I don't want
it don't matter what your situation looks like right now. Let not your heart be troubled. I mean, wait, just wait. Jesus said I have to leave you for a little while, but I'm not going to leave you confident. Why would I leave you confident? I'm not going to just be with you all this time, and then I tell you I have to go to prepare this place for you, and you got to wait. Because when I come back, I'm going to receive you into myself. For where I am, I'm going to be with the Father, and you shall be also, so you have to wait. Wait till He prepares that place. Wait till He fixes that situation. Because when He fixes it, when you enter into it, it's going to be just what you need and more than what you expected. In the mighty name of Jesus. I believe I'm speaking to myself right there, and I'm speaking to somebody's life right now. When God prepares that place for you, it's going to be just what you need and more than what you expected. Because when God bless you, it's more than what you can expect. The Bible tells you that. You will be blessed in a way that you have so much that you'll be able to give somebody else some of what God has blessed you with.
Amen.
Wait on the Lord. I'm going to wait on the Lord. Just because that was prophesied just now, I'm going to wait on the Lord because I'm waiting to receive these blessings that I cannot be able to hold because I'm ready to give you some. And I thank the Holy Spirit for using me right now. I waited on to get the lesson and get these scriptures. I was dealing with that today. I was like, well, where can I find these scriptures at? And I just trusted that God was going to give me these scriptures, and He did give me these scriptures. And I just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for being right on time. You remember when we was in the, I don't know exactly everybody's day, but back in the older days, before the change of the millennium, there was one thing that used to always say in the church that trust in the Lord and I will wait on the Lord. Those old timers, they knew something. They knew who they was waiting on. And how I used to say they used to go down on their knees and they were caring for the Holy Spirit. So what they were doing was they was right there in their place. Whatever their situation looked like, they needed to be right there in their place and wait until they got their revelation and knowledge for them to move, revelation and knowledge to see that these things are going to change in their life. And it did that, too. It did that because they waited on the Lord. Now, if we didn't learn anything, if you were from that generation, we didn't learn anything. You should learn how to wait.
Okay.
We should do with what they did in the church as far as praise God and worship God. But they was praising and worshiped back in those olden days as if it was already going on in their life right then. Because they knew something, and we should know the same thing. Let's not be that microwave generation. Let's be that, that people that wait on instruction. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. If you just had tuned into the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we're talking about it's a time to wait. And I think about this topic, it's a time to wait. You know, we're waiting. But then we got to understand who are we waiting on when it's time to wait. You know, we're sitting there waiting. Okay, the time has come. You know, I'm expecting someone to pick me up. But we got to understand that some people we're not going to even wait for because we already know what is going to end up and how it's going to be. And maybe they're not going to show up. So who are you waiting for? Because a lot of times we say we're waiting for somebody. We're waiting for somebody. We're not waiting for somebody. We're actually waiting for somebody.
Straighten that one out right quick. Now, you just said something that just struck. Now, what we do be waiting on, we waiting on people to show up and for people to be our source of a people. Now, that's what we waiting on, and we have made these people our. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Straighten that one out.
It should be.
Yeah.
It should be. Who are you waiting on?
Excuse me this evening.
Are you waiting on somebody?
That's what we're talking about.
Who you waiting for?
Because a lot of times people are praying to God, but they're actually waiting on people. They're not waiting on God. They've made people their God. They've made people their source. They've made people, you know, they're all in all. So while you're waiting, you got to understand when you're praying, are you truly waiting for God to do it? Are you waiting for a person to show up? Are you praying for God to do it?
Absolutely.
Are you waiting for God to do it? You know, because a lot of times, like you said, we're waiting on people. And we're waiting on people that are not dependable. They're not God. And like I was telling my mom the other day, is that we a lot of times we're looking for man to do what God can do, and we're looking for God to do what man can do. So when we do that, we open up ourselves for failure. So if you're looking for man to do what God can do, then you're failing yourself. Because God's not going to do what man can do. He's giving man power. He's giving man authority. He's giving man dominion over this earth. So when man has done all that he can, then God, okay, and then God, and then God comes in and he does the impossible. We do the possible, and God comes in and do the impossible. So if you're waiting on man to do it, waiting for man to be God, then you're waiting on the wrong person. You know, it is time for you not to just wait. It's time for you to wait on God to do it. It's not waiting on man to do it. A lot of us, we'll wait on the mailman. We'll wait on the mailman for a paycheck.
Hallelujah.
We'll sit up there and wait all day. Look out the window, set the time. I mean, ain't going to be late. Know when he going to come. Wait, I mean, ready and expect it. And we can sit and wait and expect God to do it like we wait on the mailman, knowing that he's going to show up. He's on this day just when he normally comes. And, you know, you expecting to receive all that is yours. There are promises that God gives us. So guess what? There are promises that are due to you. But you got to wait and but you got to believe it. You know, you wait with expectancy. I know one thing, when you know it's the first of the month or the third of the month or whenever the check comes or the 15th and the mailman's supposed to drop that check, we are waiting. We won't even leave home. We won't. God, don't come over here right now. I'm waiting on my check. Go ahead.
Put a beer right there. Put a beer right there. Now, you just said something. You said you're waiting on that mailman to bring that paycheck there. Oh, we'll be waiting diligently. You'll wait one day all the way up to 30 days. That's when the income check is supposed to come.
Oh, you'll be
right there waiting and that mailman comes. And every time that mailman show up, I imagine if I was a mailman, I would feel very uneasy during tax season. Now, you got to pass by everybody's house and everybody looking out their screen door looking at you to bring that mail up there. And don't they get mad? Oh, they get mad that today the check they blaming it on the mailman that you just run and drop your check in the back of the truck somewhere. Now he gone wrong with your check. Boy, your mind will play tricks on you. Now the mailman knows he got the mail. He got yours. Go ahead, on fast. I'm the best writer to veer off the subject. But you said, boy, you wait on that mailman to wait on that check. Wait on that check to come. You'll wait on that. Amen.
We'll wait on God expecting to receive, just like we. Whether it's a mailman or a direct deposit or whether it's from our job or whether it's from our husband or wives or whatever it is, we wait with expectancy. And sometimes we will not leave if we're, especially if it's from drama. You know, we'll go to a person's house. I'm just going to be honest. You may have done this where you thought your mate was messing up and you done went and waited outside their house. You said, I ain't going until I get what I came for.
Well, hold on.
I'm going to wait right here.
Well, hold
on. You better get off around here. No, I'm going to wait right here.
Wait, was you riding with somebody? Did you ride with them when they waited over there? Or was that you waited? How you know about that? No, I'm just joking, y'all.
It's been like real life.
You just waiting outside
the house.
For
everything else. They will bring stuff to camp out. They will camp out in their car. They will have the food, their water. And they hear, I ain't leaving. I got everything I need. People would sit and wait for the store to open to get a sale. They would wait. They would stay there all night and wait. It's a time to wait for God. It's time to start waiting on people, waiting on things, waiting on, you know, the desires of your heart to come to fruition. It is time to wait on God. When we talk about it's a time to wait, we're talking about God and letting God do it and let God do it in you and for you. And I want to take you over to Habakkuk chapter 2, you all, chapter 2, verse 1 and 3. The Bible says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. Verse 3 says, for the vision is set for an appointed time, but at the end of it will speak, and it will not lie, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, I will not tarry. So what is the Bible saying to us here? What is the Bible saying here? Shalom. This chapter records God's answer to Habakkuk's questions. One, how long will evil prevail? Two, why was Babylon chosen to punish Judah? God said that the judgment was slow to come, was certain. So although God uses Babylon against Judah, he knew Babylon's sin and would punish it in due time. So in verse 3, evil and injustice seem to have the upper hand in the world, but Habakkuk Christians often feel angry and discouraged as they see what goes on. So Habakkuk complained vigorously to God about the situation. God answers Habakkuk, it's the same answer he would give us. Be patient. I will work on my plans in my perfect timing. It isn't easy to be patient, but it helps to remember that God hates sin even more than we do. So punishment, and we're talking about this scripture, punishment of sin will certainly come as God. So Rebecca, wait for it. To trust God fully means to trust him, even when we don't understand why events occur as they do. So even when we look at it in life, when somebody has done something for us, and we want to get back at them, we want to do it, but the Bible says that the vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So we need to just wait and just continue to love, continue to thrive, continue to, you know, pray, continue to believe, continue to trust in God to do it. You know, it's not for us to do it, not for us to wait and wait to see them do harm, but know that the time is going to come. It is a time to wait. It's time to wait. I haven't seen my children. Wait. Just wait. Give me a minute. Wait. I'm going to do it. Just wait. I'm waiting for something to come to wait. If I do it now, I'm going to have to do it. You know, just wait. Right. It's a time to wait.
Amen. Thank you. There's definitely a time to wait. Do we realize that when you realize who you are, it's something that we are waiting on, and I'm just going to be honest about this here because I had to find this out through life experience. It's something that we be waiting on, and we be waiting a whole lifetime for it. But then when you realize when it comes, what you were waiting on, it wasn't even worth waiting on. And we were diligently, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I've learned this lesson right here. We'll be waiting on something, then wondering why it didn't show up, And then when it do show up, it wasn't even worth the wait. You done wasted your time. You done wasted all these good, precious hours and days and years of your life waiting on something. And it wasn't even worth it. But God is worth it. God is worth it. It's worth waiting.
If you wait for anybody else, you can wait for God to do.
Heaven is already established. We have been given God's power and God's authority to bind things and to loose things. Do you know that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, they are waiting on you to make a decision who you going to trust and who you going
to
believe?
I'm not trying to be
let's just be honest about that. God is waiting on you. This is the year 2020. This is the year of clear. There is no confusion about what's going on. You see what's going on in the world right now. You see this has already been prophesied so many years ago. You can find this in the Bible, what's going on right now. You can find it.
Jesus.
So when we're saying that you're waiting, we're going to wait. Okay, well, what are you waiting for? Because you have already been given power and authority. And I'm saying that because there's certain things that we should wait for, but there's other things that you have already been given the power and authority to control, to be able to bind these things on earth and loose these things on earth. These things that are bound on earth have already been bound in heaven. And those things that are loose on earth have already been loosed in heaven. What should we loose? And I'm just talking about, you know, waiting. We should not wait to use the word of God. You should not wait. If you have the word of God that's in you and you're seeing all this death and destruction and all this turmoil and this strife and this hatred, racism, you see all this stuff going on right now, you need to know that there's a devil loose. There's a devil loose, and he's wreaking havoc, and it looks like that he is winning. But once you know who you are and what you are able to do,
use your power and use your authority. Don't wait. Heaven is waiting on us. God is waiting on us to allow to use our body that hosts this temple right here, his church. He wants to be able to enter inside of his church so you can be able to speak him into this world. What are we doing? Now, God does not want us to wait on that. There are certain things that we're waiting that we're waiting for. We're waiting to be healed. Should you wait to be healed, or should you know who you are? Should you know who the healer is? The healer is waiting on you to believe that you have the power and authority to release healing into your body and release healing into this world. You have that. You have that. You have that gift. You have these gifts that
Amen.
Come from God that you should not be waiting on. You should use these gifts.
Amen.
We're waiting on prosperity. Last thing I'm going to say, you're waiting on prosperity. Well, don't you know that Jesus Christ, he dying on the cross and going, descending into hell and being resurrected by the Holy Spirit and sitting on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, don't you know you're underneath the covenant of grace? You're waiting on prosperity.
Amen.
Do you believe that you're already prosperous? You're already prosperous. So what are you waiting for prosperity? And God had already prospered you.
Jesus.
Amen. Just
Amen.
It might be food for thought for tonight. Amen.
Amen. Just to tune into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about it's a time to wait. It is a time that we need to wait, you know, be still, you know, get silent, wait on God to do it in your life.
Yes.
It is important, as I stated earlier, in the wait there's protection, there's love, there's comfort, there's peace, there's joy, there's happiness, there's healing, there's forgiveness in the wait. And God is trying to do something in you in the wait. You know, he's saying, be still and wait and know that I am God. You know, from everlasting to everlasting, I'm the all-creator, one and only, all-powerful one. And so if we understand and know that when we're waiting, we won't get weary in the wait. And we can ask God while we wait, Lord, I'm getting weary, I'm getting anxious. Help me right now. Help me in the wait, oh God. You know, let me not be tempted by the worldly things and possessions of this world while I wait on you, Father God. But I'm going to decree and declare every day of my life that I'm going to wait for you, oh God. I won't move until you tell me to move, and I won't stay when you tell me to go. So we have to understand that when it's a time to wait, there's a time for everything. And that's in Ecclesiastes 3, it talks about a time for everything. So there is a time to wait and a time to go. And so wait. If it's your time to wait. Just as at the red light, stop sign.
Yeah.
Everybody have a time that they have to wait. We all can't go at the same time. We all try to go at the same time. It'll kill us. It'll injure us. It will cause chaos, drama. So there's a time for us to wait. When it's your time to wait, and then go when it's your time to go, you know. And so we just thank God for clearing the way for us to go when the wait is up. There's blessings in that because we trusted God in it. If you're just tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about it's time to wait. We want you all to join us on tomorrow night, which is Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. It's from 7 p.m. to 7:40 p.m. on our conference call. It's at the number is 978-990-5417. Again, that number is 978-990-5417. Our access code is 434-1580 pound, 434-1580 pound. Please join us for Bible study. I know it's going to be Holy Ghost filled, Holy Ghost led, and we just thank God for everything. I'm just excited. I say excited because I have life, and I choose to be excited. I choose to walk in peace. I choose to walk in love. I choose to be happy. I choose to be set free. You know, I can choose to stay there, but I choose not to stay there. And you have that choice. I choose to wait on God. I choose to be still, even though I've been in a place where I needed to make money. I need to go, and I need to go, but God told me to wait, and I waited, and God blessed me. I was trusting God. While I was waiting, I was fasting. While I was waiting, I was interceding for others. While I was waiting, God was ministering to me in the way. While I was waiting, I was building relationships in the way. So understand, it's not just us just waiting. It's waiting and doing what God has called us to do in the way, which is trusting God and all that he has downloaded in us. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word on tonight. And I want to come out of the scripture here, and then we're going to have food for God to wrap up the last few minutes of the show. I want to lift up everyone that's tuned in, our family members and loved ones. And we just ask God to bless them and keep them and protect them. A lot of people are dealing with, you know, sickness that's going on in the world right now. A lot of people are dealing with their family members. People are losing their lives. And we don't want to
We want to be empathetic towards and sympathetic towards people and their losses and what they're going through. And we just pray right now that God will comfort everyone right now that is going through something, that's taking a loss. We pray for you. We give you our deepest condolences, that God will comfort you at this time and give you peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray right now that God will intervene divinely and turn your situation around for your good. We come against every attack of the enemy right now with the power in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, O God, that it's already done in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. The Bible says in Psalm 41-4, I waited patiently for the Lord. And this is David. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. Trust in the Lord, makes the Lord his trust, and does not respect the proud aside to lie. So David is here saying, you know, I wait upon the Lord, but I waited upon the Lord patiently. So he down, he said, I waited, but I waited patiently on the Lord. You know, trusting, when you trust God and believe God for everything, you will wait patiently. You don't wait anxiously. You don't wait angrily. You don't wait complaining. You wait patiently on the Lord. And David said, he inclined to me and heard my cry. So he also, because I waited patiently, he inclined to me and heard my cry because he saw me waiting patiently for him. So he also brought me up. So when you're waiting on God to do it, he will bring you out of that horrible pit that you're in, out of the miry clay. He will set your feet upon a rock, that's a solid ground, and establish yourself. He will give you a new song. He'll put a new song in your mouth. You will no longer be singing the down home blues, but now you'll be singing joy, unspeakable joy. Praise be to God in the name of Jesus Christ. And he's telling you to trust in him, trust in God in the way. Wait for God to help us. It's not easy, but David received four benefits from waiting for God. God lifted him out of his despair. He set his feet on the rock. He gave him a firm place to stand, and he put a new song of praise in his mouth. Often blessings cannot be received unless we go through the trial of waiting. It's a time to wait. Amen. Are you willing to wait on God to do it, or go out there and cause yourself more pain, more heartache, and even death, premature death? People are dying prematurely because they are not waiting on God. There's a such thing of people dying before their time because they're going out, they won't wait. So now when you go out, you've caused that to yourself or your loved ones. It's a time to wait. Pastor, you got food for God? Food's up. Whatever's in your heart, give it.
Amen. What a great show.
Amen.
Yeah, what a great topic for tonight. It's a time to wait. Move it off for tonight. God wants to be your friend. God wants to be your friend. When I'm saying your friend, God wants to be reconciled back to his children. He wants to be reconciled back to his men and his women of this world, being reconciled. What you have devoted your life to all these years, God is calling you back. He have already paid that ransom with his son, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, and he wants you to know that he wants you to be back where he is. And this is where your salvation begins, right here, being back to God, being reconciled back to God. Amen.
Amen. If you're tuning in to the Preaching and Pastor Show, we got to wrap up the last couple of minutes of the show. I just thank all and everyone for listening on tonight. You know, and I know that we've all been in a position where we needed to wait, but we got impatient, you know, in the way, because one, we, you know, sometimes we say, I'm going to wait on this and then be ashamed, you know, if it don't happen for me. And I'm going to go to scripture here before we wrap up here in Psalm 69, verse 5-7. The Bible says, oh, God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. Let not those who wait for you, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded because of me, O God of Israel. Before your face I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. So what is the Bible saying? Although we want to do God's will, we still make mistakes. But like David, we should pray that our foolish mistakes will not cause others to stumble. We need to ask God to protect others who look up to us from being harmed by our mistakes and sins. So my question is to you all is, are we genuinely concerned about those who may copy our actions? So while we're waiting, we need to be careful what we're doing and what those who look up to us while we're waiting as pastors, as prophets. You know, those of us in leadership, some don't care, but it's important that what we're doing, we have to understand that there are people that are looking up to us and watching our every move, and we don't want to lead them astray. What are you doing in the way? It's a time to wait. If you didn't get anything from the show today, I hope you understand that when it comes a time for you to wait,
wait and trust God and ask God what to do in your way. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to Preaching the Pastor Show. We love you. We thank God for you. Tell a friend and tell a friend about the Preacher and the Pastor Show. We thank God for this platform. We thank God for you. We thank God for all that he's doing in us. I thank God for you, my husband, and all that you allow God to do in you and how you allow God to use you. And I love seeing the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, how it's working in you and the anointing is on your life. Thank God for you. We love you all. Be blessed.
Amen.
Have a good night. We love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. We'll see y'all tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Bible study at 7 p.m. Be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, you got to wait for me to fix you something. Amen. Glory to God.
Come on, put your hands together.